Sometime in the next 10 minutes, some more tickets for Paul McCartney coming to town this week, as a matter of fact. So we'll give those away for you here on CCL. Hey, we heard, and I was talking with my buddy over at Channel 4 TV, Jason DeRusha, and Kim about this earlier this morning, about Obama, President Obama's daughter, Malia, saying she's going to take a gap year. And as many of us parents have found out, or if you're in the process of maybe having this happen, the kids graduate in the next 4, 5, 6 years, you're going, what is a gap year? Sue Luce is with us. She is a college expert. You've read her in the Star Tribune, Pioneer Press, heard her here on CCO and many other places as well. Sue, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
What college are you at today, by the way?
I'm at Brown University today in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, gosh. Duncan McMillan from Cargill was a big, donated a lot of buildings out there at Brown at one time,
I remember.
That's
right. That's right. Hey, and then I'm off to visit Amherst and other colleges in Massachusetts and then on to Boston.
Well, you're the perfect person to ask about a gap year, Sue. We heard the president's daughter talk about it. What in the heck is it?
Well, a gap year is an opportunity for high school students to take a year off before they go to college. I'm a big fan of it. Every year we have a few students who choose to do it. A gap year is a chance to take a year off, focus, become more motivated and more mature for college. There are really no rules about a gap year, but often students will combine things such as travel, volunteer work, cultural experiences in order to prepare themselves for college. A couple of examples that I've had students do for gap years. A couple years ago, one boy spent the whole year working on making a movie. Another student spent a year in Europe living with some family friends and doing a cultural exchange. Other ideas would be for students to learn skills such as coding, working on websites, especially if they're going into computer science or engineering. And, of course, volunteering in their community, getting a job. And there's also companies out there that have all different types of programs students can do for gap years. So it's pretty endless, all the ideas that are out there.
What do you tell a parent that'll say, wait a minute, you take a gap year, you pay for it yourself?
Well, some gap years don't have to – some gap years can absolutely be free. So I think some parents would have a hard time with students maybe paying like they pay for college. But if the student is using that year to become more prepared for college, I think parents would be in favor of that. Not every 18-year-old knows what they want to do or is ready to start that four-year program.
Boy, well, now, Sue, this is something you've known about for a while. A lot of us are new to it. But with the president's daughter talking about it, boy, it's a topic of conversation right now.
Yes, gap years have been around for a long, long time. They're more common on the East Coast than they are here in Minnesota. But again, I'm a huge believer of gap years for the right student. But it needs to be planned. We don't want them just sitting home and playing video games for a year. We want a very organized plan to use that year to help that student be more prepared for college.
Well, you've been doing it for 20 years on college planning and admissions issues, so I'm taking it from you, but I can't say I knew a ton about it before I heard the president's daughter talking about it. And I didn't realize it was quite so common out on the East Coast. Very interesting.
Yes. In fact, colleges such as Harvard and Princeton, if you look at their websites, they highly encourage the gap year. So the way it typically works, a student will accept somewhere, such as Harvard, and pay the deposit, and then defer. Then you defer. But you have to accept somewhere so you have a place to go after the gap year. That's the key. That is the key.
Sue, thanks for enlightening us. I appreciate that. Have a fun trip out on the East Coast.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Sue Luce, a founded college expert to guide students to successful college experiences, certified educational consultant. Been doing this for a long time, and she likes the gap year. How about that?